traveled. What would you call a place where you have to wait for a train to pass?
At the railroad crossing.
All right.
That's what I would say.
What about a place where the tracks go over the road and the road goes underneath?
The tunnel. A tunnel.
Not really a tunnel, no. Just the tracks are...
Go over the road. The tracks go over the road, right.
You go under the tracks.
An overpass.
Okay, suppose...
Same thing with a car.
If the road goes over the tracks?
I would... I don't think there's not a possible. But I was trying to think of a term I would even use for it, and I don't have one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I'm trying to visualize a train, and I can see the train going over.
Yeah, I can't see a train going under myself.
But I can't see the train. Mm-hmm.
I guess the train always does go over, doesn't it? Would you ever call a place a viaduct?
I'm sorry, I wouldn't use that. I only use it in Birmingham. There's a big sign that says viaduct, and that's why I would use that. No, I don't use that term.
Okay. If you're parking on a neighborhood street and you're parking alongside the curb...
Do you want me to say parallel?
If that's what you call
that's it. That's what I call that, parallel parking.
Well, what about the other kind of parking, as in shopping centers where you pull in?
You know, all I say is just to pull into that place. I don't think that I have a term like I would to say, just pull in.
Mm-hmm.
Pull in. But to park alongside a curb is to park the car. The others, you're just pulling them in.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. What do you call the outlets for fire hoses? Along
fire hydrants.
All right. Would you ever call them anything else?
No. Except hideous when everybody started painting them red, white, and blue.
Did they do that in Huntsville?
Yes, they did.
What do you call a building where you would park that has several levels?
You know, Susan, I really wouldn't make any distinction in a building. A large building that was flat or one that had several layers other than to say,
I'm going to go park in the...
I'd call the name of the building before I say anything else.
Mm-hmm.
As far as high-rise or none of those, I just wouldn't use that. I'd say, you know, that's what we have one that's just called a municipal parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, a lot regardless.
You call it a parking lot then?
Well, I was trying to think. When I say go park in Rich's downtown, I wouldn't. Mm-hmm. I really wouldn't make a distinction. I don't think.
Mm-hmm.
Other than just to park in the building. Seems like I use a term that is not coming to me right now.
Well, if it comes to you, shout it out right in the middle. You mentioned the term high-rise. What does that mean to you?
Rich high buildings. Multi-storied buildings.
Does it matter whether they're office buildings or apartment buildings?
Yes, I'd probably associate it more with office buildings than I would apartment buildings. But I think of old folks' homes, too. I'm sorry, that's a poor choice of words. The elderly homes. I don't like to use terms like that. Old folks' homes. It sounds really disrespectful, and I don't mean to. That's strange, maybe because in Huntsville there are quite a few that are very tall, and you think of them as the Presbyterian towers, and they're a high-rise building. I would use that term to refer to them.
Do you have any other terms for high buildings?
No, not really. When you ask me these questions, that I find that what's coming to my mind is to name you high-rise buildings, other than to think of adjectives I would use to describe them, and I can't think of any.
What are the largest buildings in Huntsville? You don't have
the tallest or the largest?
Well,
don't
tallest.
Worry, Susan, there won't be very many. The tallest, I would say, would be